I found 2020 hard towards, you know, the last few years. I found 2020 hard, but it's that'll be, you know, a format that I remember with a lot of fondness, really.
And your period as captain, of course, it's all about trophies. Second division title down at Cardiff. You also had your hands on the CB40 trophy at Lords. I mean, you know, that's how Hampshire captains are defined, aren't they, at the end of the day?
It would be nice to be, and certainly that was an amazing experience. That Lords final was just, you know, playing in the first one was something really special. But being able to then, you know, lift a trophy there was just, you know, next level of that, I suppose. And that, and then getting us back into Division One after the hard yards we put in for a couple of seasons where we'd shown glimpses of it and put it together. That was a real achievement. It's just a shame we haven't quite been able to put it together in Division One in recent years. To that extent, we've shown signs of it, but never been able to probably back enough games up. But that year we did, and we, you know, that was a great feel. It was a weird sort of feeling of relief, though, strangely, that we felt. I think the expectation was that we should do it. So there was a relief that it was, that we had finally managed it. It was just a shame the next year that I felt my form had wasn't up to scratch, and so I felt that I was that element of trying to pep other people and get other people right, but then not then worrying about trying to get myself right, and I just found that I couldn't do both, and that I wish that I'd.
So this was 2015,
sorry,
wasn't it?
15, was it?
That was the first year in Division One. Going to ask you, because you were still captain then, and I remember there was a game at Worcester that didn't go particularly well.
Yeah.
And it felt that at that point where you thought, oh, I wonder what Jimmy's going to do with the captaincy here. Did you feel that
absolutely,
as well?
Absolutely, that was the game. I don't know if it was, geez, it might have been the game. Was it the game where I got out sweeping to Ajmer twice? Because that was a stinker. I remember that badly. But that, no, it wasn't. I'll tell you what, it wasn't. It was, I got out, I can remember it now, I got out LBW to the Seamers twice for not very many, and on a pretty low wicket. It was a pretty good, like, pretty flat wicket, but it wasn't any one thing with any real, just kept a bit low, so no real demons. But yeah, I think I battled a bit with I found the on-field stuff starting to get a bit hard as well. And yeah, I remember sitting down with Benke at the end of that, and I trying to plough through it, but Benke said, look, where, you know, if it hadn't, I probably would have got around to it at some point, but I remember when he asked me the question, I remember thinking, crikey, thank you for asking, because I'd almost got to a point where I was just sort of doing it because I felt it was the right thing to do, and I didn't want to be the person that would sort of jack it in, I suppose, because you want to finish your job, you want to finish the, and you want to feel like you're just lobbing it onto someone else and saying, right, you have a crack. But it got to a point where I my own game was just in fast reverse, and we felt like a change-up would do everyone a bit of good. And, you know, I think, I can't remember exactly, but certainly it did, it seemed to help a little bit. Yeah. But I remember that, again, that was a feeling of almost relief. And I would have obviously preferred to have ended it on a brighter note, but it was just, you know, you can't always get it as you want it. And it's, I sense that probably that was the start of things getting trickier. I've shown glimpses of form that I'd like to have, but I've never been able to do it as consistently as I'd like. And I think that was probably the start of sort of probably the almost like a bell curve of like the doubts and niggles and fears, and the little man on my shoulder that I had at the start of my career has just started shouting a bit louder towards the back end, and I was able to silence him pretty much in the middle. And I think probably those started to sort of resurface a bit then, really. But anyway, that's all a bit doom and gloom.
Well, it's interesting, because the game is all about highs and lows. And when you've been in the game as long as you have, I mean, you've had massive highs, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the two double hundreds that you've got, which are massive feats, you know, for Hampshire. To bat that long, I mean, we talked about it the other night at the captain's dinner. Shane Warne picked it out. You know, your 100 in the winning cause, chasing over 400 Yorkshire. I mean, you've done some massive things.
Well, it's interesting. So I think I've always had a technical game that I wouldn't want to teach others. But I've had a mental game that, on the whole, I think has been pretty strong. But the good thing about that is when you're going well, you're able to keep going and going and going. So those, you know, big hundreds have people, I remember when one of the younger lads asked me, so how'd you do it? Well, it's, I don't know, it was just like autopilot. I didn't even, you know, I just had a, I managed to have a method where I was able to click in and click out of doing what I was doing, and it felt very easy. On the flip side, in probably the more recent times, I found that I've been able to bat, certainly start this year when I was fresh and I was good to go, but I would bat for 60 balls or close to a session, and everything would feel fine, and then for some reason I don't know what it, but and I started to go, do you know what, this used to be something where I'd just be able to kick on from there. I mean, I haven't got a great conversion rate in my career, but when I've been able to, it's not been a case of mental mistakes, and I wasn't making any intentional mental mistakes. I haven't been making intentional mental mistakes this year, but suddenly I'm walking off going, hold on a second, I don't remember that used to be, I don't remember, I always used to be able to get through those times, and again, that was an element of me something, which is maybe while I'm very lucky and my body is able, I found that mentally I have not been able to stack it together the same way that I once did. But yeah, those are great days where you're able to just, and batting suddenly seems easy. It doesn't happen very often, but when you get to those sort of the right side of 100, and it's sort of autopilot, it's a wonderful feeling. And I'll miss that, but then I won't miss scrapping away to get the first 30 runs of those. But yeah, it's a funny, it's a game that challenges you like that all the time. That's why we play it. It used to be those challenges were part of why you play, and now the challenge is just starting to make me worry more, you know.
So just finally, obvious question now is, what do you do now? Have you got something planned?
I know what I'd like to do. I'd like to stay in the game. I'd like to sort of give back elements of the bits where I was helped, but also try and make it easier for some people as well. I took a long time to transition from a 18-year-old to a, or from second team cricket to first team cricket, and I wonder, but I don't know what opportunities and etc. lie ahead. And I'd love to stay at the club, but I've seen plenty of my peers and guys in previous days that have been in the same situation that hasn't worked out. So, fingers crossed, but I will see what happens. I'm not going to worry about it too much for a little bit. Obviously, I've got a few things that I'd hopefully sort of keep me ticking over. I'm going to do my level 4 this winter, but I'd like to still be involved. We'll see how it happens.
You wouldn't mind doing the coaching role then? I mean, when you see what it does to, the coaches that are around the country, because, I mean, the good days are good, and of course you see them sometimes, it looks like they've got the whole world on their shoulders.
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind doing something like that in the future?
No, I wouldn't. I think I'd be able to, of course you feel that, you still feel the troublesome days, but I think the real times that I've had of angst have been always to do with my own performance. And I suppose you question yourself as a coach when things aren't going well, and that's your own performance. But I see probably the start of it being as in more of a developmental role than a leadership sort of head coach role. But you never know how things go. But also you never know what opportunities lie ahead. I just see what happens.